Hello, this is your governor, Paul LePage. There's been a lot of talk lately at the State House about bonds. A bond is a fancy word for borrowing money the state doesn't have. This past week, a $100 million bond proposal was approved by the Appropriations Committee. Democrats fought for a much higher level of borrowing. But before I can accept any bond proposal, we must address the shortfall in the 2013 budget. Our welfare programs have become unaffordable, and structural changes must be considered to reduce out-of-control spending. To achieve savings, we must be willing to better align Maine with federal eligibility requirements. Bonds are not grants. They need to be paid back, just like the hospital bills that the state must pay back. Currently, Maine hospitals are owed nearly $500 million. A billion with a capital B. Last year, we were able to pay off about $250 million of that debt, and we must continue to reduce that debt before taking on more. One popular claim Democrats are pushing is that bonds are a means of job creation. During the Baldacci administration, legislators authorized $725 million in bonds. In that same 8-year period, the unemployment rate went from 4.8% in 2003 to 8% in 2011. Department of Labor statistics show that only 54 jobs were created during that time. Today, the unemployment rate is 7.2%, and no bonds have been sent out to voters in the last year. Bonds are not the answer to our problems. The truth is, jobs created by bonds are only temporary. What we can do is save careers by paying our hospital bills. Many also say we have to borrow money to fix our roads and bridges. I would very much like to do infrastructure work with capital improvement money, and we are. This summer and fall, construction crews throughout the state will be digging, paving, and building, which has an immediate positive impact not only on our roads, but on Maine's economy. In total, nearly $1 billion will be expended by DOT in 2012 and 13. Nearly $105 million from the Department of Transportation savings alone will pay for highway construction projects and bridge repairs. All of these construction projects will, when completed, help Mainers commute safely and efficiently to work, school, and vacation destinations. Looking down the road, I want Maine families to be prosperous. I want Mainers to be able to enjoy everything our great state has to offer. So, if we are serious about stimulating job growth, we can't expect bonds will save the day. If we want good-paying careers, we must invest in our job creators by reducing red tape, lowering taxes, and making structural changes to energy, education, and welfare. These are the long-term solutions that can help revive the American dream for Mainers. There are more than 40,000 small businesses that employ thousands of Mainers. These businesses are the bread and butter of our economic engine, and we must listen to them. I have turned many companies around, and I am confident Maine can be turned around too. I encourage you to support the progress this administration has been able to make. I also promise that we will continue to move forward, but we must be willing to work together. Once again, I encourage legislators to summon the courage to make the necessary changes to restore Maine's fiscal health and do the right thing. Thanks for listening this week, Ann, and I hope you have a great weekend.